Part 1. Going to Court. Chapter 1. The Arrest. Norman, Oklahoma, April 2009. Kindy Kilman was about 4 miles from her apartment in Norman, Oklahoma, when she saw the police officer in the rearview mirror. Her boyfriend, Stephen, sat in the front seat. Her father was in the back. Everybody was tired. For the past 2 days, they had driven nearly 480 miles to Springdale, Arkansas, and back, after an unexpected trip to see her grandmother in the hospital. The whole trip was last minute. She was driving in pajamas. Her father got the call on April 17, 2009. His mother was in the hospital, and the diagnosis wasn't good. Kilman's car was fine for trips to the grocery store or to take her stepchildren, Bubba and Brittany, to school, but it wasn't going to handle a trip out of state. Desperate, she called Kenny, her ex-husband, and the father of their children. He had a blue 1996 Chevy Lumina. It was a bit beat up, but he said she could have it for $400. Kilman gave him the money, stuck the title in the glove compartment, and went to pick up her boyfriend and father. The drive to Arkansas wasn't complicated. North on Interstate 35 to Interstate 44, east to Tulsa, then a straight shot on Highway 412, all the way to Springdale. After a short visit at the hospital, Kilman and her clan spent the night at Grandma's house. They went back to the hospital on the 18th. Grandma was taking a turn for the better. Kilman's father and boyfriend had to work on Monday, so they headed back to Norman with one extra traveler on the ride home, Grandma's dog. Dad didn't want to leave the dog home alone while Grandma was recuperating. On the drive home, Kilman turned off Interstate 35 earlier than she normally would. Because of an accident, a news alert on the radio warned of a traffic backup on the highway near Oklahoma City. She was heading south on Sooner Road when she saw the cop. Kilman wasn't speeding, and she knew it. "I wasn't worried," she told me later. At first, the police car drove up beside her. Then, as they were about 3 miles from home, the officer dropped back and turned on his flashing red and blue lights. Kilman pulled over. The officer ambled up to her car and asked her to step outside. As she got out, the officer told Kilman that she was drifting a bit left of center, but that's not why he pulled her over. Rather, while they were driving, he noticed what he thought was a crack in the windshield. Indeed, there had been one, but it was repaired, enough to not be a hazard. He could see that now. Pivoting, the officer asked Kilman if he could search the vehicle. This is not an uncommon occurrence, but at least in theory, a police officer is supposed to have probable cause for such a search. They smelled marijuana, for instance, or witnessed erratic driving. This police officer didn't mention any of those things, and Kilman didn't push it. Standing there in her pajamas, tired from hours of driving and wanting to see Bubba and Brittany, who were staying with her mother, she consented. Never mind that she had only owned the car for less than 2 days, or that she bought it from her ex-husband, whom she had left in part because of his drug use. As the officer and his partner looked through the vehicle, the three of them, Kilman, her father, and Stephen, sat on the curbside. In the trunk, under the carpet, one of the officers found something and placed it on the roof of the car. It was a pipe for smoking weed. "Whose is this?" the officer asked. There were no drugs in the car. Just the pipe, which showed signs of previous use. There was residue in the bowl. Kilman explained that she had just bought the car on Friday specifically for their trip to Arkansas. Keep in mind, she had no criminal record. She'd never been arrested. Though booze and drugs were constants in her life, she stayed away from them, having seen up close the impact it would have on loved ones. The officers were not swayed. Kilman was cuffed and put in the back seat of the police cruiser. A tow truck was called for the Chevy. Her dad, Steve, and Grandma's dog were left on the side of the road. It was around lunchtime. I was headed to jail for the first time ever, she said.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.